Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
The Mechaber in Shindalad Mem, the Mechaber says, Mitzvah Gedoyla. The Mechaber says that a hesped is a Mitzvah Gedoyla, to be Maspid Karoi. Abbas Dektok in Halacha, the exactness in Halacha, a Dektok in every Halacha, so we who love you so much are mechuyev in this halacha and want to keep. And my brothers, each one, karoi, to be maspid, to try our best to such a giant, to be maspid karoi properly. The difficulty of losing somebody so young, the tsar, for us all, the tsar of a young person, a person who was so fresh, so full of energy, so much chiyus. I felt that the people who met Abba lately, the latest Talmidim, the Kailon, the Rav Avadia's beautiful yeshiva, they saw a young, fresh. We don't have the need. Sometimes maybe we should speak about the days of old to describe the koichus, the freshness, the chaos in Ruchnius. But Abba, our Rav, our Rebbe, our Tati had a chaos to anybody who met him now, to anybody who met him recently, a chaos. The tsar, the difficulty, young grandchildren crying, losing a friend who was so vibrant, so part of our lives presently and now. For all of us, there was no time. Somebody might think we had a couple of weeks to prepare our thoughts, never for a second. In the last difficult week, when Abba wasn't conscious, never for a second did I think that Abba wouldn't get up. Not at all. I would nod, the nurse, the doctor, this one said, people around said, never for a second. I was convinced because of the chiyus, there was so much energy, so much excitement, so much passion for Avodas Hashem. He was so young. Nobody thinks on a youngster they're going to depart. Nobody. Abba came to us for Sukkot the first days. They got a much younger Rav. They replaced an older Rav with a younger Rav. Much more chiyus. A chiyus in ruchnius. A chiyus in love of a yid. A chiyus in tefillin. A zrizus in energy and alacrity that was naira, nifla. And a young person one never expects to depart. I was convinced, my father was lying in bed, I was convinced. I sang Lemana Chayvrei a number of times and I always thought he would join by the hard part. I even challenged at one point, I admit, I challenged to a game of tennis. I thought for sure he would get up. Rachel walked in, I was shocked that he didn't say, Rachie, Rachel. A young David of a young person, of somebody full of so much chiyus. Klal Yisrael, our relationship to Hashem, our beautiful people, our relationship to Hashem of Am Yisrael, to Avinu Shebashemayim, to our Tata. Our relationship, maybe, I don't want to say sum up, but maybe we can explain our relationship. And it might be defining of all relationships. Our relationship to Hashem, We wear tefillin, and it says, Pe'era Yalai, Hashem's glory is on me. The Yid has such a simchas achaim, has a passion and an excitement to be an Am Hashem, to be an Eved Hashem. Ashreinu matoiv chalkenu, Ashrei Ya'am shekoch aloi, a joy, a passionate excitement, a fortune. Shabbos, the Yid sings, Kari v'inolam v'olmaya, Antu malko melech malchaya. A Yid lives with an excitement. We're lucky we sat in the hospital, proud to be Yidden, people looking at a mishpacha of Yidden. Beautiful pride in our lat, Ashreinu matoiv chalkenu. And we pride in the Rabbeinu Shloilam, in being the Bonim of Hashem, in being the Am Hashem. That's the Yid. And the glory, the pair of a Yid, he puts on his head and wraps on his arm. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Yid's excited about Hashem, about his closeness to Hashem, about his service of Hashem, about learning Hashem's Torah. Pe'eiro Yolai, Hashem's glory is on us. And then what's Hashem doing? The Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachal wears tefillin as well. Pe'eiro Yolai, my glory is on him. Hashem's busy with Am Yisrael. Mi ka'amcha Yisrael goyechad ba'aretz is in Hashem's tefillin. He talks about us, ki yodativ. He's into Avram, intimacy, ki yodativ. I love Avram and all of us who are Zera Avram. Hashem is busy with us, excited by us. And this, the example of all relationships. We are into Hashem and excited by Him, and He is into us and excited by us, focused on us, looking at us, at His people, His children. To describe the pride that we all had, our pride, we lost our pride. Each of my mother, my Heilige Mama, the relationship could be spoken, books could be written. But I want to describe the pride that my mother had in her husband, the Tampa. Pride, Pe'eiro Yalai, a pride. A walking around, the pride that was Mechayev, the pride that was Mechaya, the pride that energized, the pride, my husband's Elohim Meitar, my husband's Elohim Meitar. The pride the children had, it was our pride from young ages, we walk different, our father learns Torah, we have a pride. A pride that's Mechayev, a pride that's Mechaya, a pride that energizes our Tata. Every child walked around with a pride. Our Tata, every Einikel, every grandchild, the pride, my Zayda, the Zayda, the Heilige Zayda, when Abba showed up to learn in yeshivas, all the different ones, we swelled, my Zayda. A Laimit Torah, a servant of Hashem, a lover of Yidden. We had a pride, Pe'eiro Yalai, a great pride, the Einikluch, the Tzibur, this beautiful, beautiful place, this beautiful place that swelled our Rav, everybody, every child in the Tzibur, the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, yeah, the one who knows Shas like we know our names, him, a pride. Anywhere we went, oh, your tatas, and we visited Gedolim, every Gadol, oh, your father, the Shasyid, the learner, the lover of Yidden, the pride, an important, Vayigba Liboy Bidarke Hashem, Abba, your pride was on us, is on us, and will always remain on us. Pe'eiro Yalai, a pride, a deep, deep celebration and appreciation. Every Bacher in Yeshiv Farakaway prided in a Rebbe, Arai Kalish, the one who knows Shas, the learner of Torah, the liver of Torah. There's a pride that was Mechayev and Mechaya. that gave obligations and gave chiyus, gave the capacity to live those obligations. Every son-in-law, every daughter-in-law, every mechotin, all your friends, the years, there's so many stages, the old Heller friends. Rabbi Bienenfeld Shlita, Rabbi Kramer, Rabbi Stern Shlita, the Laz, the whole chevra. They prided our chaver, the shasyid, the tzaddik, the Talmud Chacham. A pride that was so caused so much. Every mispalel, every guys learned in Durham and Waterbury, our pride. The Rebbe's father, who's between us, we knew shas. Ay, 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 ay. He was our pride, the pride of every, the koilel now, the koilel, Gaishosh, the whole chevra, Avi Lachman, they had a pride, our Rebbe, a pride that was valuable, the most deep and important pride, the pride of a yid, to be shayach to somebody who's serving Hashem, who's learning Torah. A pride that elevated, a pride that energized. You were a source of pride. Chevy and I, we said after our pride left, our pride. But then it says, our pride is on you, Hashem, but what was Hashem? His pride was on us. And I want to say that Abba's pride, the way he celebrated the Balabatim, the way he spoke about the Balabatim, he celebrated. We heard Reb Sam Bergman, Zeicher Tzaddik Levracha, the way he spoke, he had a pride in the Talmidim. My wife came in the Mishpacha wanting to know, who's this? Who's Reb Harvey Halpert? Who's this? Who's Reb Aaron? The pride in the Tzibur, the pride in the Talmidim, a pride he celebrated and appreciated, a pride in his children. The way my tata prided in his wife. Ima knows. Ima's smarter. Ima ask her, she knows. A pride, an appreciation, a celebration. He prided his pride in his Bechor David Shimon. That Siyum Ashas, his pride. He's working to support his family and he learns Torah. His pride in Davi and Chevi, he prided. It was a source of Chiyustim. He was so proud of it. All his children, each and every one, a pride. Each son, each daughter-in-law, each grandchild. He prided in every grandchild. He prided in every member of the Daf for over four decades. A pride. He spoke about it. You felt it. Everybody who met him, he was proud and excited and energized by you. He spoke about you. It's Rabbi Brown Shlita, my Rebbe. He said that all the years he's trying to remember a word of Lashon Hara. I want to say how much Lashon Tov was said. He spoke and was excited. We heard about the being, all his knowledge of Torah, the ways of Mechazik Yidden. This is what he spoke to us about. He prided in the Tzibur, in his shul, this shul, he prided. He spoke about it. Pe'er Cha'olav, your glory was on him. Every Einikol, he named Max, with love, with Ava, you were loved. My 9-year-old son is broken because his Zayda loved him. My daughter, Rina, her Zayda loved her. He loved each one, was excited. So I want to share something with everybody. You might say, and you'll probably ask, so he's excited about this shul, the Taka Tzadikim. He's right. His life was blessed. I was chazering last night with my kids. The Heller days, the Share days, Yeshiva Rockaway 47 years, 28 years in this shul. A blessed life, Shein Kamoyu. A life that he said to me last week a couple of times, Daniel, I want to live, but I'm happy with my life. I hated when he said it. I said, no, we want more. He said, I also do, but I'm happy with my life. I'm happy. A yid that lived amongst us said, I am happy with my life. I'm happy. I'm tzufriden. Saveya. Avram Avinu, it says things like that on. I'm happy with my life. A yid who learned, who did chesed, who davened. So we might say, such glory, look at the Talmidim, thousands, all the Daf Yom Yishirim, two a day, one a day, the Sha'arei Chevra. See, Taka, big people, the Rose, I see the Rose, oh, you're big people. So he's excited about the old Heller crowd, the Taka big people. He's excited about his Talmidim, a Talmidei Chachamim. See, Taka was right. He's a man, he's excited about Gai Shoshani Shud. He's a big person. He published the Sefer and the Mishpacha. We have massive Akaras HaToiv to this Tzaddik, who encouraged my father, who worked hard to publish the Sefer. So he was excited for Talmidim. What's the Chiddush? Look at his Talmidim. So he was excited. He was excited. He'd meet the guys in Waterbury, Mayenikol. And he wasn't the person given to hyperbole, and he'd give a hug and a kiss, because it was true, Mayenikol. So he's excited about each guy. So he's Taka right, they're amazing guys. But I want to say something about his love that we saw. That he prided in you had nothing to do with your accomplishments. Nothing, nothing, nothing. We saw when we struggled, when Einikluch struggled, he loved you more. He loved you. He loved you and accepted you. There was a pride in us. This is clear when Hashem's tefillin, the pair of Klal Yisrael and Hashem, we saw that in my tata. He loved us because just the way we are. He didn't have pride because of our successes. It's the opposite. The successes, he was surrounded by big people. All the steps. I can't speak for others, but for my siblings, we could say we're big because he prided in us. My siblings are big. They've accomplished. They're accomplishing. The Einikluch are big. They're accomplishing. They're serving Hashem. Not that's why he prided. Because he prided. The chiyus he gave. An emuna, a sameach b'chelkai. A sense you were good. You were acceptable. He was able to criticize if you didn't understand him. I had some understanding of you, Abba. One of my most important conversations in the last few... couple of months with Abba. He started crying. He was crying. And he alluded to criticizing me. And he started crying and he said, you know, I'm your biggest fan. And I tell you, and of course we all knew, every child, every Einikol, every Mispalel, every Daf Yomigo, every Chaver, he was our fan. If you got him, even his ability to say in the Shul Shah, I usually get frustrated if people say Shah. When my tata said to the Tzibur Shah, it never bothered me. And I asked myself why. Somebody says Shah, I think it's a chutzpah to say that to a Yid. Be careful. Be careful. Watch yourself. It didn't bother me. My father said Shah because he loved the guy who's talking the most. He loved the most like crazy. And he'd come home, and if you knew him, he was wildly crazy. He accepted the person completely. You were beautiful. You were wonderful. It was an emuna, a sameach b'chelkai, an understanding of life. He loved and appreciated. And the Shah came just from that place. Okay, so let me tell you the truth. What? I can tell you the truth. You shouldn't be talking about davening Shah. It had no connection. If you were quiet, you didn't like, now the rubs. Now he's going to like me. A tremendous love and appreciation. Our glory was on him. The Aveda of somebody, everybody he saw, was accepted, was wanted. His relationships were magnificent because of this. The relationship to his sisters, to Tante Gigi, to Tante Mimi, Lav and Chaim, the relationship, gorgeous relationship, close, my Shvester, my sister, in Emistik Ava, not totally, just my sister, of course, they're big people, I can't speak for them, that probably causes a lot of greatness too. His relationship to his brother, the Kesher to a brother, my brother, the Kesher, Uncle Arnie and Abba Nifla. The relationship, each relationship, each stage was what books could be written. The Heller days, the Yeshifarakwe days, the Sha'arei days. Each one was valuable and important. And there was a certain Sameach B'chelkai. My Einikol, My nephew, the nephews, the nieces, the Ava to a nephew and a niece. My nephew, Ava, complete, present, and excited. Your glory was on him. The Aveda is an Aveda for us all. But the glory and the chiyus and the want for us will live with us forever. On the behalf of the family, I want to thank, certainly, we saw angels always around my father. Angels emerged, always. Such a neshama, such a soul attracted angels, and such a soul created angels as well. And the doctor, Nifla, the doctor's care. Dr. Mendel, we liked it. It was a comforting, it was the Zayda's name, an important name, Dr. Mendel. We appreciate Reb Shloim in the hospital, the chesed was Nifla. The appreciation to this saber, the kesher that my parents have to this saber, the love that flowed in this room, the Ava, all of Klal Yisrael's better for the Ava that flowed, Ava to the Rav, to the Mispalim, and the Mispalim to the Rav. He told me a few weeks ago, during the chemo, he said, it's been a big bracha. So I said, how? I don't understand. So he said, I'll tell you one way. He said, I feel such an outpouring of love from my saber. And always was there and always felt, but what it came to, Ava, a love, an appreciation of the Rav to the Tzibur and the Tzibur to the Rav. So I want to, on behalf of my whole Mishpacha, my mama, of all my siblings, we want to thank this beautiful Tzibur. We want to thank all the Daf Yomi, Shari, the Koilel, the new Yeshiva. Each and every one is precious to him and precious to us. I want to close by asking Mechila. It was like a joke, a late sonus, like a complete late sonus, and I was silent, and it was a chutzpah naira. But he would say, like, Kalish, you're called rabbi, who's the real rabbi? Alma de Shekra, a world of Shekra. You have a person who's learned by Asmad, who knows Kola Torah Kula. You have somebody, I could tell you the Met statistics probably better. But you have somebody, Kola Torah Kula, Mespalel, a Yid davening tefillah, the tefillah, the madregas of tefillah. He came late to a Meiriv because he was listening to the radio too long, so he promised, I'm never listening to another game the rest of my life, and he didn't. Tefillah, the hakpada, the way he davened, how each bracha, asher, everything, that diktuk in halacha, mekel, machmir, all is, it blocks the reality. He was very mekel, it not with mekel or machmir. He was medaktek. Halacha mattered. Halacha said the Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, told him in every detail how to behave. It wasn't, somebody could be machmir and is not following the Ratzon Hashem. He was a medaktek in the Ratzon Hashem. So I want to ask him, Mechila. I wasn't noig covered enough. And I was silent to nonsense. There's one Rabbi Kalish, and the world has lost, has been ma'abed. An aveda, big aveda. The mishpacha has an aveda. The tzibur, the shul has an aveda. All the hundreds and hundreds of talmidim. An aveda for Gans Klal Yisrael of a learner. And I ask, Michil, I ask on behalf of the mishpacha, Any pigam and covet of the tata, and we know you were Michael, you never had tainas on us, never. There was nothing we could do, you had tainas, yes. But we ask Mechila, it's nothing to do with you having tainas. We ask Abba Mechila, and we want to ask Abba, you loved your people, few people felt. You felt for your people, for Am Yisrael. You felt for the soldiers. You felt for the people captured. You felt for all Yidden and Kol Yisrael. You cared profoundly to all your Mispalim, to your children, grandchildren, and of course, mostly to your precious Rebbetzin. So I ask you, Abba, I ask on behalf of us all, please be a Melech Yosher. Your word is powerful. You loved Yidden. Your word is pakipetia, you have power, Abba. And I ask Abba, I beg you, Abba, be a melitz in Shemayim. Shemayim, they're excited. He was excited to speak and learning with the Chavetz Chaim. They're in the middle of talking. He has big tainas. He wants to ask and fight in the Mishnah Berurah. There's wild things going on. The tears here in Shemayim, it's wild. He has things he wants to tell Rabbi Kiveger, and he's talking to him. The Har Sameach, forget it. The Pnei Yeshua, he's mamish waiting. His path is similar. There's, in Shemayim, it's wild. They beat us. We lost. But we're bereft. But we're bereft of a learner of Torah, of a lover of Yidden, of a lover of Hashem. We're bereft of a davener. And we beg you to Abba, we beg you, be a Melech Yashar to Hashem, ask Hashem, Faramas Karen Yisrael, you are our pride, to strengthen the pride of Am Yisrael, to bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, beg Hashem, and ask Hashem, amidst the tumult, and there's tumult in Shemaim. Please be a Melech, we need Ima for many, many, many years, the Emunah of our mother, to lead our family, to run our family, to be a pride for us, to be a source of energy for years, all the Talmidim, all the Mispalim, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Takat should answer all of Abba's prayers, U'mach Hashem Dimam El Kolpanim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.